Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we are returning from a crazy last weekend. The Super Bowl hit an all-time high of viewers with 123.4 million viewers. I didn't like the commercials so much, but wow, that's a heavy rating.
It sure was. I wonder if that was the Taylor Swift effect.
There was no conspiracy, though. It didn't come down.
If there was a conspiracy, it conspired against you, Ron, because your
sure
beloved
did.
49ers did not advance.
Yeah, you're right. It was a tough loss. Any athlete will tell you that when you come down to the last play of the game and that decides it, that's a tough one to walk away with, especially when it's for the Super Bowl in overtime. And what an incredible game, though. If you look at all the statistics, the first downs, the turnovers, the penalties, all the same, I do believe that the 49er turnovers and mistakes were greater for them than they were Kansas City. And the missed extra point was the topper. And Patrick Mahomes was able to work his magic on the last drive of the year. The only sustained drive that Kansas City had the entire game, and that was the difference in the yardage of the game, as a matter of fact, as well. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. 49er fans, hang in there. You got a great team. We'll be back. An incredible you're sitting on the edge of your seat.
It was a very exciting game.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the football that we used to watch in the 90s, where it was very defense-oriented.
Yes.
And like you said, it came down to the last play of the game, and sadly, the 49ers were not able.
Yeah, and you know what? It kind of had to settle in for a while. You know, the first half was a defensive struggle. Both offenses had difficulty, getting things, getting the continuity together. But, it still is the most watched game, I think, in the entire year. But what an incredible audience that it turned out. And I didn't walk away with any real advertisement that I was that thrilled
about. I like the Dunkin' Donuts one with Affleck.
Yeah,
and
that's
J-Lo.
Right. That was pretty
okay.
Good. There were a few. Yeah, there were a few. Okay. Well, we've got by the way, the parade, Kansas City Parade. We just had to show who we were again, didn't we? Another violent action from some oddballs out there that we have more of than I care to talk about. We're going to be right back with our special guest, Jillian Barbary Reynolds, right after this.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back after the break. We'll see about that. And today's guest, Jillian Barbary, will receive a beautiful fruit gift basket, courteous of our friends of Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Please be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when visiting Melissa's.com. Jillian Barbary, born in Canada, a movie star, a TV host, a star on Fox, NFL football, Sundays, ran with the guys, performed in three Super Bowls, weather entertainment reporter. You've done it all, and you've been a very special person to a lot of people in Southern California. You have claim to fame for the Good Day LA, and also, you know, you've certainly had a number of years working with the NFL and Fox. So,
yes.
Welcome to the show, and what's on your mind today?
Happy birthday, Ron Say.
Thank you so much. I am older than I care to admit.
Honest to goodness, because I know you through my ex, number one. We call them number one and number two. So number one was the baseball player, and he spoke so highly of you.
Thank you.
His world, as you know, as a baseball player, it's very... I remember when we were dating, and we had dated for like 2 years, and he still didn't know my phone number. And I said, how is that even possible? And he said, oh, I like to store pictures, numbers up here. Like, he literally, his mind worked on a different level. So I know, you know, I've seen you guys up close, and just that mental aspect of the game and the Super Bowl, you know, the last Super Bowl I did, I think there was only 100 million viewers. And you were saying earlier, this was an all-time high, right?
Yes.
124.
You know, and 123. And, you know, that was back in the times where we didn't have any cell phones and computers.
Yes.
So we had to store all that information upstairs. And for some of us, it was okay. For the others, it was a nightmare. And true to say. But yes, how did you have a favorite team for the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, coming from Canada, you know, we had the CFL. It's a very different league. You know, if you were
the Alouettes, go Argonauts.
The Alouettes, Montreal. By the way, why would they have two teams with the same name? The Rough Riders. There were the Ottawa Rough Riders and the Saskatchewan. Like, that always perplexed me. And NFL players would ask, why do you guys have two teams the same name? I go, I don't know. It's just so strange. It'd be like two teams being called the Ravens or the Raiders. But, Dodgers. I grew up watching Tiger Cats. That was my hometown, Burlington,
right,
Hamilton.
Okay.
My dad took me to all those games. I remember seeing sideline reporters and thinking that would be so cool. That was not my motivation, though, to get into television by any means. Sports, I like to be married to sports people. I wasn't necessarily the great baseball wife because I had a massive career that I was developing in Miami. He played for the Florida Marlins, not the Miami Marlins. And as you know, so a lot of the wives would travel and I would ask him, like, how do they have careers? And he'd say, honey, like, the wives, that is their career. They look after the kids, they travel. And I'll never forget the pitcher. Was he relief pitcher? And his wife's name was Jindy. He was paid very well. And that's what she did. And I remember him saying, that is her job. And I was thinking, that's a tough one because it's a very hard life as a wife on the road. And I was just getting sort of, I just got a career in LA, or at least a station in LA that had wanted me to join. And it sort of changed my life. I didn't want to do the morning show. I fought it. I was on nights. I did 3 minutes of weather. I was happy. And then they kept saying, no, 3 hours of entertainment. And my agent at the time said, well, it's kind of like joining the Titanic because that Good Day LA is a sinking ship. And I thought to myself, ooh, that means nobody's paying attention and I can have some fun. And boy, did I. They didn't know what we were doing, but our ratings were going up. And I just kept saying to my boss, just don't watch. Just don't watch. And I'm having lunch with him on Monday, Jose Rios. He was the greatest because he said, I don't know what in the hell you guys are doing, but just keep doing it. And we were getting in trouble and all that, but we had such a fun time. It didn't matter. And from there, that's where David Hill saw me. He was the president of the NFL or Fox Sports. And he brought me over. And at the time, it was JB. And it was obviously Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long. There was Chris Collinsworth, still Troy Aikman, and Joe Buck and Jimmy Johnson. And my life sort of changed because it was an incredible experience in so many ways. Not just being a broadcaster, but just getting a feel for that excitement. It reminded me of, going back to the days where the Cal Ripken record, Sammy Sosa, and all of that was happening in the 95, 96 era. Right. And I still remember that happening. And I'll never forget Jose Canseco. He had written a book and he was ostracized. And he came on and he said to me, this is prevalent and everyone's against me and I don't care. And I happen to like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. My ex was playing with Sammy and he ended up on Good Day LA. And so I kind of, I was a little bit in the middle of all of that because that's when my ex played for, I think the Orioles or the Cubs, but then no, the Orioles were the last team. I think the sad part, and you were talking about the mental aspects of sports. He played on the night that he didn't play. He was on the roster to play the night Cal Ripken broke the record. And there were two players that they didn't put on the field, and he was one of them. And I think it was kind of sad because it was sad.
Yes.
Because, you want to be able to say, I played in that game. He was there, but there were two players they didn't put on. And it's not for the fact that they were losing. I think they were doing quite well when Cal broke Lou Gehrig's record, if I'm correct, right?
You are correct.
Amazing. So I just was there for that sort of, that feeling of what... The loss, like the San Francisco 49ers, the loss,
yeah, of
and
course.
The sort of.
Thank you for reminding me of that. I understand. That would have been a very historical game, probably the most historical game that we would have played in. I had a similar one with Henry Aaron when he broke Hank Aaron's, Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. So, yes, I'm very proud of being able to say that that's the most historical game that I played in. But back to 95 and you talk about Sosa and McGuire, and, that this is the year coming off of the strike, I believe. And a lot of people say that they actually saved baseball. You know, it was something to really get excited about. The only problem is that both of them were basically steroid users, and
100%.
And the bat issue with Sammy Sosa.
People forget about that. Yeah. Sammy Sosa was caught with a corked bat that season.
And the worst part about it is the bat broke during a game. Yeah. You know, it's not like it broke in batting practice or in the cage.
Yep.
It broke out there where everybody could see it.
And it got inspected. I'll never forget that. And I remember the commissioner at the time. Yes, there was a strike. And I remember it was the first time that Brett was able to be home for his birthday. And it was such a strange time, and he would surf. We lived in Huntington Beach, but for him,
the high life.
What's that?
The high life.
It was the high life, but again, he was sort of itching to get back into, and that, you know, that steroid thing. Boy, oh boy, it was. Well, I remember they talked about Andros, and I remember Mark McGuire. Mark McGuire testifying, saying that he used it for his sex life, quote unquote.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I can tell you that interviewing Jose Canseco, he wasn't wrong. He was right about just about all of them. And it's unfortunate because, you know, he got blackballed too, which evidently was going to happen. We've got to take a short break. We're going to be back with our super guest, Jillian Barbary, right after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we're back, and we have special guest Jillian Barbary waiting for us, but I do want to try to get this in. You can always visit me at my website, The Ron Say Show, and take a look at the past guests and the future guests and the memorabilia that's over there. So please join me over there at The Ron Say Show at the website. Jillian, you grew up in Canada. You got your degree in sports journalism.
Broadcast journalism.
Excuse me, broadcast journalism. And, you know, what were some of your influence that led you that way? Why this?
That's so funny you asked that. My dad and I used to watch the news, and I was maybe 16, and I would say, oh, Dad, it's so boring. Everybody wears brown, and the news is so depressing. And I remember him saying, well, if you think you can do better, go to journalism school. So I did. And I didn't get into my favorite, which was Ryerson, which was the big, like, everyone who graduated ended up on a network. And so I went to a small college, a community college, but
Mohawk
College of Applied Arts and Technology. But I thought outside of the box. And what I tell people today is you have to, I remember saying, people were saying, okay, I want to work here. And I said, oh, I'm going to work in Hollywood. And people laughed. And I was like, oh, well, whatever. I did. And I just never thought it was going to be, you know, it's funny, Pamela Anderson, I was on a show with her. She wrote me a role for her show called VIP. And Pam, being very Canadian, you know, we both had amazing careers and fun here. And we've been to Vegas together, and we've had crazy nights together at strip clubs. And I mean, you can't, but she's back in Canada, and I know I will someday go back there. My pension will be worth more up there, but it has been like amazing to have a career here. And I did go to Miami first. That's where I met Brett Barbary. I was in Miami on television, and I did think out of the box. And the way that I did, everyone was sending tapes to America that were like all polished and perfect. And I would send tapes that were complete, like where a drunk would walk into my shot if I was in Montreal and it was like 10 below zero, and just how I handled it. And so I sent a tape of mistakes to every news station in Miami and to every news station in LA and Chicago. And Miami and Chicago wanted me, and I picked Miami. And the reason I picked Miami, even though Chicago is a number three in the market, was because I grew up in Canada, and I just I never got spring breaks like my friends. And so now I was living in South Beach. It was absolutely a dream come true. But then when a year and a half into my career there, I was offered a job in California, Los Angeles. And that's, you know, number two outside of New York, as you know. Television is the biggest here. And that changed everything. And I'm so grateful that I did take that morning show job, because it went from being really cheesy. You know, we would have Larry H. Parker commercials, and nobody wanted to come on because we were Fox, and a lot of the actors thought we were Fox News, and we're like, no. We're LA, we're loose. And then they started to see how, you know, outrageous and off the wall we were. And we started getting really big guests. But I don't think it was, the numbers were reliant on the guests, because Benicio del Toro could come on for, I don't know, 4 minutes and plug a movie. It was the rest of that 3-hour block for Good Day LA that people, I think, tuned in for. Dorothy and I fighting, Steve and I, you know, getting along great. Steve being the mediator, he was always the traffic cop, poor guy. And we just had so much fun. We ended up winning 4 Emmys.
What a dysfunctional family you had.
We still are.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you said that, you know, you kind of followed, your dream a little bit. You know, I want to do this. I want to be that. I had the same kind of appreciation for what I was trying to do when I said that I, at a young age, that I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, that I was going to be a Major League Baseball player. So it, I think you're an example. You're an example. I'm an example of if you follow your dream, who knows where you're going to find it. So you found it, and congratulations to you on that.
To you as well.
Your time with Fox Sports and all those celebrity people who are still working today, amazing that that group has stayed together as long as they have. Any particular moment that you'd like to share with about that? Maybe a couple hundred that you can talk about? That you can talk about.
We were all very close, and traveling, whether it was the AFC Championship playoffs in Philadelphia or the Super Bowl, it was a very tight-knit group of people. Now, granted, the guys all hung out, but my best friends were the makeup artists, the hair, and the wardrobe, which were super close to the guys. We were all a massive group of fun. Terry's exactly what, you know, what you see is what you get. And he would joke about dating me. And in fact, the irony is that his daughters were 12 and 14 at the time, and they didn't like anyone he dated. And they would stay with me when Terry came into town. He had, you know, he has the best hotels, as you can imagine, flies in private, and they want to stay with me in the valley in Tarzana. And so they would stay, and we'd go to movies, and we did everything. And they're like, why don't you date my dad? And I'm like, we can't, we work together. But the moment that I remember was that Howie had this running joke, and it was that he wasn't allowed to look at me for whatever reason. It was just kind of funny, right? I ended up knowing his wife, Diane. I know all the wives, and I love all the wives, because I think maybe, you know, even Jimmy Johnson's wife, Rhonda, had a certain idea of what I might be like, but I'm one of the guys. And when she saw that, she like let her guard down, and she was so much fun. But I remember with Howie's wife, it wasn't like, Diane's a lawyer. She's an accomplished woman. She's not threatened by, you know, some weather hoochie. So anyway, long story short, the joke was that Howie wouldn't look at me. So one day, I don't know how he had a question, and he turned and looked at me, and I swear to God, he was like, I go, wait, is Howie looking at me? And everybody started laughing, and I dropped to the floor like I passed out, you know. We had some pretty crazy moments. We had a lot of people, it's called the avocado room. So celebrities would come and watch the games. So you could see Arnold Schwarzenegger in there one day smoking a cigar, having wine at 9 a.m. It was catered. It was unbelievable. Other days you'd see somebody from Motley Crue. I remember seeing Chyna, the wrestler. They weren't all sports people. A lot of them were Samuel L. Jackson. You never know who was going to come in. And one day, my favorite memory is Snoop, because I've known Snoop for decades, and he's a huge football guy. I mean, he watches nonstop games, and he was invited to the studio, and in the avocado room, they have every single game going. So with the boys, we have the pregame show at 9, and then at 5 p.m., it's the wrap-up show for the games of the day, And so in between those, all the guys, Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long, they all come in and sit in the avocado room with headsets, and you can sit there as a guest with headsets, drinking your wine, listening to the different games and switching channels and watching. There's about 20 monitors. And so Snoop was coming, and I was saying in the makeup chair, where's he staying? Like, is he going to the avocado room? Oh, he's going into Jimmy. So Howie and Terry shared a dressing room, which meant Jimmy and JB shared a dressing room at the time, because Chris Collinsworth wasn't the regular, you know, Snoop with his entourage, you know, he likes to blaze up.
Yeah.
And
doesn't he?
Rooms across from the makeup room, and I could start to smell it, and I started laughing. I said, Jimmy Johnson's going to have a heart attack when so they open up the door, nothing but billows of white and gray smoke come out. You can't even see Snoop. And I was there. So go in the green room, and the room clears out of the smoke. However,
oh boy,
it's still there. Jimmy comes up, and you know, he's taking his jacket off. He's taking mic off because he's not going to be on air again for a few hours. He's going to watch the games. So they're going to comment on him. And he walks in, and I have never laughed so hard. There's another story I'm not allowed. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell, but Jimmy likes to gamble.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell anyway. We're in Atlantic City. It's the middle of the night. Jimmy's out there. Jimmy's gambling. Jimmy's having fun. And he has a duffel bag. He's on set, and the duffel bag is at his feet, and they're at the desk. And Howie says, come here. He goes, in the break, I want you, because Jimmy's going over to the field. They do the, you know, they go on the field to do that stuff. And so he said, I want you to take the duffel bag. Don't say anything and just put it behind the wall, but just stay by it. Okay. So I do. And Jimmy gets back, and now we're out of commercial and into the show, and it's live. And he's noticing the bag's not there, and he's trying to be cool. Can you imagine? And he had $200,000 in that bag.
I'd be a little antsy too.
We went to the next commercial, and everybody was howling because Jimmy was having a heart attack. So it was, I have great stories. Yeah. I have wonderful memories, fond memories of my decade there. People assume I know a lot of sports. I've been around a lot of sports. I just go with the flow. I don't necessarily know a lot. But I did know, or do know, that when I moved to Miami, the Dolphins became my team automatically because I knew Dan Marino, and we in fact did some nutritionals together. But not like Dan Marino, but it was just the fact that this is my new home in the United States of America. I am so excited. I was on a temporary visa. And then I landed a green card. It was, you're called a resident alien. And
oh,
then
boy.
I got my citizenship under President Barack Obama. And I got it here. So the Dolphins have always had a place in my heart. And I'm sure, you know, for those 10 years that I worked on the NFL, we didn't have a team here. I'm like, oh my gosh, now, you know, they're building. Aren't they building that massive stadium not too far from where you live, Ron? And I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to hold you right there because we got to take a short break right after this.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. This day in Dodger history, 1989, Oral Hershiser will earn $3.1 million in his final year of this deal, becoming baseball's first $3 million man when he signs a three-year, $7.9 million contract with the Dodgers. The 1988 Cy Young Award recipient will post an 18-18 record for .500 with an ERA of 3.65 during the terms of this agreement. And Jillian, thank you so much once again for coming on, and I just want to ask this real fast. I always like to ask this of people who have worked in sports covering games. When you got that first schedule in the year, what was the one city you were very excited to visit and do a game in? What was the one city you were like, oh no, I got to go here?
Great question. And quickly on Oral Hershiser, my ex-husband had the first hit in Marlin history off of Oral. He was a switch hitter, but he had the first hit in Florida Marlin history. But it's interesting. I wanted to talk about salary. My favorite city, Philadelphia, to go to. I had two Super Bowls, like one in Tampa. Oh my gosh, I worked in Tampa for cosmetics for HSN. So that wasn't as exciting as going to Louisiana because I wasn't prepared. I was hosting Maxim parties. I was hosting Victoria's Secret's parties, and there were red carpets and people were wasted. I never looked forward to all that stuff because crowds freaked me out. I never stayed for one Super Bowl. I would do the pregame show, the Fox NFL pregame, and then I would take the little golf cart with the security back to the hotel to watch it there. And then I would go to the Fox party afterwards that David Hill had. I don't like crowds and but I love the cities. And so when you say Philadelphia for me brings back so many memories, both good and bad. And I am in the midst of doing a book and it's funny you say favorite city because I had, you know, such expectations of the city and it didn't fail. The interesting part about Philadelphia and so there was two groups of people. There were the colors that the color commentary, like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And then on the other side, there's the JBs and the Terry Bradshaws. And where I'm so new and I just say anything. I don't have any filters and I'm new and so I'm like, where's Troy? Where's Joe Buck? And they're like, oh, they have dinner. And I go, what? Why? Why the segregation? They're like, oh, it's always been like that. I go, no. What restaurant are they at? Walked in the snow, got all of them. They were having their dinner, dragged them back to our Ritz-Carlton or whatever, you know, shitty place we were staying. And do you know that they have dinners together still to this day because of me? So I'm excited about that. But the Super Bowl is in and of itself quite something. The Nolans one was memorable for many other reasons, because Mardi Gras had just started. They started a little bit early because the Super Bowl was in town.
Did you participate in that party, by the way? The Mardi Gras party? Did you participate in that a little bit?
I was so ignorant. These people were throwing. I was like, I was getting hit by the beads. I'm like, what? And they're like, do you not know what this is? I'm like, I don't. So, but it was hella fun. I loved hosting the Victoria's Secret Supermodel carpet event.
Yeah, like
people showed up like Wayne Gretzky would
can
be
you give
there.
Me a ticket to
all
that?
These
you got any ins there or none?
Yeah, Ron, did you go to any of those?
No, I didn't. I unfortunately wasn't on that A-list.
Well, you know, the Maxim parties were fun. I would see Wayne at those and just random sports figures. I believe I saw Jose Canseco as well. You know, getting back to that, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Jose Canseco was truly vilified. And I knew at the time that he was telling the truth. Now, I'm not saying I knew from insiders. I'm just saying I knew. And I felt I just felt really bad that he was called all those things, a liar. All the guys turned on him because, of course, they were getting bigger and they were playing better. And they were like, you know, you're a rat in prison. Like, you're basically calling us. It was, you know, and I don't remember if I got to say to him, if he came on our show after that. But I always wanted to, I met him in Miami. I always wanted to say to him, you know, good on you, man. That was such a horrible thing. I mean, yay for baseball, I guess. But was it really baseball, like when you played? Like, I don't think it was a true match of sports. I just don't.
Well, that's why they call it a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, So, you know, this is kind of controversial, but I don't think it should be. I was watching, I don't know what team, it was a transgender man who was on this woman's team, and I mean, he just took her down. I forget what it was, and it's not fair, and I don't care what anyone says. I'm very pro whatever the hell you want to be. But then if you're going to start this, put trans people against trans people. Because if you put a trans man, I'm sorry, against... It's just, to me, mind-blowing that we now think that that's okay. It would be like... And I'm just going to use him because I dated him once. No, he'll hate me for that. It would be like one of the Lakers saying... You know, I am transgender now. So what? You're going to go play against Lisa Leslie? You're going to go to the WNBA? And what? What? No. But yet, here we are in certain sports for women. And I wish I could remember the sport, but it could have been soccer. It was a contact sport. So the trans person, woman, took down this female player in a way that... only a man could do it, and she sustained pretty hardcore injuries. Yeah. And I don't so that's my own personal perspective, and people can disagree, and that's cool too. I really don't care. There's an adoption site up on Instagram and TikTok, and it says adoption is horrible, adoption is traumatic, adoption is, and I always go on there, I lie. I'm like, my birth mom was a heroin addict. I'm happy I was adopted. She wasn't, but you know, I just like to shake things up. I've been very blessed, and I met my whole birth family, and they're amazing. I have sisters, two full sisters. I didn't know my nationality growing up. I'm Lithuanian. My last name is Petoiskas. I'm very Eastern European. My mother was born and raised in Ireland. My father was born and raised. He went from Lithuania to London. So I'm first gen Canadian. And I never knew what my ethnicity was until I was, you know, 34 and I hired a detective. So it just was wonderful. And I've always been, you know, I know it doesn't end like that for a lot of people, which is unfortunate. Some people have really bad stories. I was fortunate enough. My mom was very young. She was 17 when she had me. So she went on at 18 to marry my birth dad, and they ended up having two more daughters. So I have younger sisters, but they did divorce. She married another English bloke from Birmingham. And, you know, she ended up dying in my arms on Christmas Day. We were alone. So it was very, heavy duty. It was incredible. Yeah. My parents came to her funeral. My parents got to meet her. She was riddled with cancer at the time. Not breast cancer like I had, but she had different kinds, and she wanted to thank my mother. So I had to talk my mother into coming, and she did. And they met, and it was really wonderful. And she hugged my mother and said, "Thank you. I can't take any credit for her success. You have to take all of it." She was really lovely. So it was fun.
You know, I got to tell you that you must have been if you go to a hair salon, you must have entertained the entire group the entire day. The women must have loved to have been there on hair day with you. You got so many stories to tell. It's unbelievable. And by the way, in the other segment, I wanted to let people know that the avocado room is the green room. That's where the guests come on.
Yeah,
didn't put that together.
And it really worked out to its name when Snoop
exactly.
was in there.
Yeah, for sure. And loved the story about Snoop. Yeah, I mean, oh my God, I can just see it now. All these plumes of smoke coming out there, and you can't even recognize recognize who's in there.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's great. Well, you certainly are a live wire. You've taken me around the block, and you've detoured off the main road so many different times. It's great, though. I love it. It's all over the place.
Well, that's me. I am all over the place.
I'm so happy that you know, things have turned around for you, because you've gone through a lot. You know, you went through that time where you announced your breast cancer, mm-hmm. had the double mastectomy, and, you know, maybe there's some thoughts that you have about dealing with that you might pass on to the ladies who might be viewing.
For sure. I never really thought about mammograms. I started the NFL when I was, I think, 34 to 44. I was there 10 years. And so when I turned 40, Lisa Ashley, who's the makeup artist at the NFL, she started doing these mammogram days. We called it Mimosas and Mammograms. We wanted to make it fun. We did it at the Four Seasons. They had an imaging center. I did it every year. I was always the bartender. And this particular year, I kept getting called back. Finally, a sonogram took 40 minutes, and I just knew. And they told me that day I had textbook cancer. What I didn't know was that I had lymph node cancer. That came a couple days later. So, yes, double mastectomy, chemo, bald, and I worked every day through my chemo in radio. I did not miss a day at KABC, which is, I think, Culver City. So I was coming from Tarzana to Culver City. But at that same time, I had a money manager who decided to tell me it was time to let me know that I owed the IRS almost $1 million. Wow. What? I'm bald, I'm fat, going through chemo, I collapsed, then I had a nervous breakdown, then I had to go on a bunch of antidepressants, then I had to sell my house, all while in chemo. So now I'm back to renting like I was in the very beginning, where I started my career in Montreal. And I told my kids, look, life is an adventure. And, you know, we've been here now for almost a year. And I've met Lori, my fabulous girl downstairs. We live upstairs, downstairs. When I was in Tarzana for 22 years, I had a best friend upstairs, and she's Canadian. Her husband worked at Warner Brothers. And so I've had these incredible moments in my life. And right now I'm cancer free. I tell women, please get mammograms. I was going to skip that year. Thank God, I would not be here. So I'm very grateful for every moment. I love my little apartment. I love decorating. I know it's changed a lot. You know, my kids have had to move twice in the past. It's been a lot on them. However, I had them full time for 10 years. I showed them what a strong woman is. I worked every day, like I said, through chemo. I had a great attitude. My oncologist said, a good attitude's half the battle. I said, well, then I'm going to beat this. I want to show my kids that, you know, and my comeback will be my book. And when Reese Witherspoon reads it and turns it into a series, look out, Ron. You will be at that premiere. You did not get to go to the Victoria's Secret.
I will be there with bells on, okay? I promise you I will. We have to wrap this up, Jillian. I thank you so much. You've been a delight to have. You've got an incredible story to tell. I'm glad we were able to do that a bit today.
And
I loved being able to reunite with you. It's been a long time, but you are a pleasure, and you're a survivor. And you've got the right attitude moving forward. I'm proud of you. You've gone through a lot.
And I'm honored to be here on such a special day for you, your birthday. And, you know, every day, every trip around the sun, since I've had cancer, I am so grateful. Every day I wake up grateful, right? And so, you know, when people talk about age or Hollywood, I lost everything. So I couldn't get all these fancy things done to my face. But, you know, I don't care. Like somebody said, oh, will you get Botox again? I said, no, I had enough poison pumped in my system. Thank you very much. For almost a year, I had that port. And I like having that attitude to tell women, it's not the end of the world. You can get through it. So get your mammograms, ladies, especially if you're over 40. And just realize that no matter what situation you're put in, you have to just be in that moment and make the best of it.
All right, Jillian, thank you so much, Dare. Until another time, I'd love to have you back on again. I think you got a lot more to talk about, and I'd like to explore that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to wrap up this segment with our special guest, Jillian Barbary. Fascinating interview. She is got a lot to say. She's a personality. I can see why Good Day LA, the morning show, was popular. She had that kind of a personality with a flair that I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed.
Yeah, that kind of energy and exuberance absolutely will sustain you in a 25-year career in television.
Yeah, well, she's got, obviously she you know, back in those times, she experienced a lot. She's a survivor. She got through many, many things. My God, kudos to you, Jillian. And I think you're headed in the right direction. Most certainly. I just want to bring up our next week's guest, Nancy Hogshead-Macher. She is the CEO of Champion of Women, who advocate for the equality and accountability in sports. And if you know her as Nancy Hogshead, you probably will go back to the 1984 Olympics when she won 3 gold medals and a silver, representing USA. So we're very proud to have her on next week. I'm sure she's got a lot to say as well. Also want to let you know that I've got 3 book signings coming up, February 27th, The Grove at Barnes & Noble, March 2nd in Arizona at Glendale, Camelback Ranch, and March 22nd in Pasadena at Vroman's. So
I'll be there.
Please go to the website, thebronsayshow.com, and also you can visit me on Instagram at the official Ron Say. So I'm still stinging a little bit. from the 49er game, but I'll get over it. I hope that we have a chance to do that again. You know, the Chiefs are on a high. They've won three Super Bowls in the last 5 years, and Patrick Mahomes is probably the biggest NFL celebrity to come along since Tom Brady.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
See if he can get six like Brady
did. Yeah, well, you know what? I think it's good. I think the torch has been passed, and I think it's good. I think it's healthy for the NFL. You know, their revenue is abundant these days. You know, they're in the neighborhood of $18 billion a year. So, good luck. And listen, I want you all to have a great weekend. Come back and see us next weekend. Thanks for joining us.